Well, boys and girls, today I'm sure that you're glad that the Christmas period is over. Sure you're glad that you're back at school again and back into a routine. Christmas has come and gone. The turkey's finished. Boy, I'm glad the turkey's finished. I don't know about you, but see, at Christmas time, I have a young fella at home. Well, he's a young fella. I call him still a young fella, my son. And he'll say every year coming up to Christmas, "Daddy, don't be getting a small bird this year. Make sure you get a real big turkey." And then, of course, when the turkey comes, he disappears for half of Christmas, and I've got to eat it morning, noon, and night. And I'm a little bit like the man who was asked to give thanks one time, and he had been getting an awful lot of turkey, and he said this. He said, "Turkey young, turkey old, turkey hot, turkey cold, turkey fried, turkey stuffed. Thank you, Lord, but we've had enough." And I'm sure after Christmas now's all over, we've all had enough and we're glad to get into our routine again. And boys and girls, as you get into that routine and you face this new year, I want to encourage your hearts today. I always like the new year to give you a motto for the year ahead. And here's the motto today. It's found in Colossians chapter 3 and it's verse 24, where it simply says this: "You serve the Lord Christ." You serve the Lord Christ. You see, boys and girls, as Simon prayed this morning, he prayed about all of us, and it's right to do so. He prayed about all of us having our own difficulties, having our own hardships, having our own problems. All of us, whatever our age today, have battles to face and difficulties to overcome, and it's good to have a focus. That's why the Bible tells us that we are to keep our eyes on Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. So every day as we start out throughout this new year, we should start out focused on Him, keeping our eyes on the Savior and realizing that we have a tremendous opportunity despite those difficulties and despite those hardships. We have a great opportunity to serve the Lord Jesus Christ this year. Now, boys and girls, listen. Before we start to serve Him this year, there's something we need to do every day, daily. We need to make sure that we take time alone with God. Can't face battles without preparing our hearts for those battles. We can't face difficulties and trials and take them head on if we don't prepare our hearts and if we don't seek the help of God every day. And I'm encouraging you, boys and girls and young people, that every day you start out at some stage, if you can't do it in the morning because of all the rush and the hassle of life, at some stage during the day that you take time to get alone with God. Just to ask Him for His help. Just to seek guidance from His Word. You say, "But Pastor, sometimes I turn to God's Word, and I do that as often as I can, and there are so many things that I don't understand." Well, there are grown-ups today here too who would say the same thing. That sometimes we read God's Word and we find it difficult to understand too. So you should go to mum or dad or perhaps a godly grandparent or even your Sunday school teacher and say to them, "Look, is there something that I could get that would help me to read alongside the Bible so I can understand it more simply?" And there are many of help aids and you could get one of them. But it's important daily that you take time to start off the day with God. And you know, boys and girls, as we serve the Lord this year, we need to do it diligently. Diligently. Simon has been praying for Gaza this morning. What a terrible situation it is. And you could look across the world this morning, not just in Gaza. We see it in Zimbabwe. We see it in the Congo. We see it in so many parts of the world. And it's horrific when we see little boys and girls and young people who are being maimed, who are being killed, who are being carried, sometimes not even carried, they're being pulled through the streets to ambulances and all those kinds of things in order that they might be taken to hospital, and for some of them it's too late. You see, the only time that we have to serve the Lord is the time that He has given to us right now. Right now, today. Today. Because the Bible also tells us that tomorrow is not ours to claim. So here we are, standing at the start. Well, we've just entered the new year. Your first week at school, it's over. You can't wait till Easter, whatever, to get your next holidays, but there's a little while in between. But remember this. Life gives you and me tremendous opportunities, great privileges to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't start out any day without giving yourself to Him afresh. Don't face the battles without Him. And every opportunity that you and I are given, do it diligently. Grasp the opportunity, because none of us know just how soon our days of opportunity will come to an end. Here's a new day, but we're in a new year with great potential, boys and girls and young people and older people, for all of us. Remember that we serve the Lord Christ. Let's do what we can. And let's do all that we can. And let's do it now, because this is the only time any one of us are guaranteed. We serve the Lord Christ.